Hello, this is Fred Freeman with a Patriot Reflection. This Patriot Reflection is sponsored by Joshua's Warriors, a Christ-centered men's organization whose mission is to proclaim Christ as the answer for life and to restore, preserve, and protect the God-given rights and freedoms endowed in the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. And now, your Patriot Reflection. There's been a lot of talk in recent years about removing the motto, "In God We Trust," from our money and from major symbols and monuments across our land. Many say that we no longer trust in God. He's either dead or never existed to start with. They think the motto came from a few religious zealots who imposed their will on the founding fathers. Nothing could be further from the truth. They were not indulging in an idle gesture when they adopted this motto, nor when they required that all witnesses who testify in the courts or before congressional hearings take an oath and swear or affirm before God that they will tell the whole truth. George Washington, in his farewell address, said, "Where is the security for property, for reputation, for life, if the sense of religious obligation desert the oaths, which are the instruments of investigation in courts of justice?" The New York Spectator, a legal periodical, from August 23, 1831, said it best. The presiding judge remarked that he had not before been aware that there was a man living who did not believe in the existence of God, and that he knew of no case in a Christian country where a witness had been permitted to testify without such belief. Seems like to me that a person's validity depends on whether he believes in God and desires to exhibit it in every arena of life. We need to keep "In God We Trust" on our currency, symbols, and monuments as a reminder of who we serve and honor. Until next time, this is Fred Freeman for Joshua's Warriors. Please visit us on our website at joshuaswarriors.org.